Bob and Mary?
This one, I made a list, or we made a list. We went through these questions last night. She had them on the internet. We let off with trust. You must have trust. Respect for each other. Conversation. You got to talk. You got to talk. Never, ever shut your eyes at night with angry hearts and that. You got to get that talked out and resolved before you ever go to sleep.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Laughter a lot, so that. We've laughed all the way through our marriage. And sex. You got to have lots of sex. And you don't... I'm serious about this, guys. You got to have lots of sex, and you don't use it as a weapon. We decided that within the first week of our marriage. That's off limits, you know. You can use a gun, but don't use sex. And anyway, family values and keep a positive outlook. Anything you want to add to that?
You know what? I've known Mary for, a year and a half now, and I think that's the first time I've seen her speechless. Mom and Dad?
I would put at the top of the list not only the communication. I mean, really, that is just vital. And the part of communication that is vital is to be able to listen, even though you maybe don't agree, but to listen and work it out. Jim and I have always, we think our life is so fun because we have the same interests. We both like to fish, but then there's a lot of other things that in our lives that we both like to work in the church. We have similar interests. From the very beginning, I saw in Jim someone who had the same values that I have. His morals were the same as mine. And when we got acquainted with each other's families, we found that each other's families had the same morals and the same values. And I worry about the young people growing up today because I think marriage is made to look like it's all love. And I'm not sure that it is love that they're portraying. I think that they're portraying lust and sex. And there's a heck of a lot more to marriage than that. You have to really like each other. And you have to really be able to work together. And probably another thing that has really gotten Jim and me through is there's been times in our life that we've been very, very poor. And we have learned to be frugal. Jim would call me cheap. But anyway...
Well, you do get the Tightwad Gazette, right?
Yeah, right. And I do water down the Palmolive dish soap so that we don't use so much. But I think that's one thing we have learned, to be frugal in our marriage. And we both, neither one of us are what you would call big spenders. We save for what we want to buy.
So just a clarification real quick before, Dad, you say something, because it sounds like possibly you and Bob might be disagreeing, but I don't think you are. Just clarification. You're saying that love is a lot of things, of which sex is part.
That's right.
And Bob, you're just saying that it is a very important part of the marriage.
He's a man.
Well, and it also, and one of the big things... Well, because I didn't want people to think that you were disagreeing, because I really don't think you are. And also, the weapon part. There are a lot of people who use sex as a weapon, and that is out of bounds. That is absolutely out of bounds, and I think that's what Bob is saying as well. So I just wanted to clarify that.
I do not disagree with Bob. I just think that in movies and in the news media, it is made to look like that's all there is.
Yep.
And you've got to have other things besides that.
Thank you.
And I think there's other words besides sex. Carolyn says we have sex 25 times a day. And I said, oh, really? She says, yes, we hold hands. We have affection towards one another.
That scared me there for a
minute. And so when it comes to that, I think closeness. I mean, we are touching family. Our family is a touching family. And anyone that knows us knows that when we walk up and down the street, we're always holding hands. It's the talk of Stanbury. old teachers
know that 25 times a day is a talk of family.
I hope the broadcast is over.
Have I embarrassed you enough, Eric?
I'm just going to stand over here in the corner.